This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Staying in St. Louis, let's switch live to Marketplace's Kimberly Adams, who talked to some voters about what they heard or didn't hear about money and the economy in the debate.
I watched the debate in a packed room full of voters at Schlafly's Bottle Works in Maplewood, a suburb of St. Louis. It was a mostly Clinton crowd, and a Clinton supporter, Mary DeLeonardis, told me there were definitely some economic issues on her mind.
Well, I mean, I'm interested in what she's saying about growing jobs. What is her plan? I understand some of the ideas that are out there, but how are we really going to get jobs? What are we going to do about the minimum wage? I'd like to hear her talk about that.
Unfortunately for her, the debate barely touched on those issues. There was a lot of discussion about the tape featuring Donald Trump's lewd comments about women, and Trump supporter Steve Ogden, a firefighter in St. Louis, told me after the debate the whole thing didn't matter much at this point anyway.
The people that want to vote for Hillary are going to vote for Hillary. The people that want to vote for Donald are going to vote for Donald. What the Trump campaign has done and what the Hillary campaign has done, all this stuff is nothing but redirect and whatever. None of them are talking about the real things that we concern about. And that's what breaks my heart. It breaks my heart.
The moderators did get to Trump's tax issues. He admitted he's been taking a roughly $1 billion write-off for his federal taxes. And they also brought up the recent WikiLeaks dump, which reports to include excerpts from Clinton's Wall Street speeches. Cole Pieri, a student and restaurant server who was watching the debate, says he feels Clinton is corrupt and originally planned to vote for Trump.
I was very intrigued by him at the beginning of the process, just because I thought it would be good to have an outsider, it would be good to have someone that didn't have the political influence, the political money coming in from everything else. And then just everything that he's said, everything he's done has made me just hate him.
And Trump is steadily losing even more favor with Republicans. There are several calls for the Republican National Committee to pull joint fundraising from his campaign.